Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. In today's podcast, we present part 3 of chapter 1 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness, According to Law. This chapter is in a 5-part series. Unfortunately, due to a release sequence error, this podcast is actually the second part of the series of 5 episodes, and last week we released part 3. Once the whole 5 episodes are released, we will correct the sequence. Let's begin. Quote, Tute God Litanical Period, Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, G.I. Gurdjieff. And so, from the very beginning, when these higher being parts arose in this way, and were perfected in beings to the required sacred gradation of objective reason, that is to say, when in accordance with the lower Mutnelin of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, the body Kezjan was, thanks to the second being food formed in beings, and in accordance with the higher Mutnelin of the same sacred law, the third highest being body was, thanks to the third being food, coated and perfected. And when these completely perfected higher being parts were divided from the lower being parts, then they were deemed worthy to be immediately reunited with the most holy prime source and began to fulfill their divine, foreordained purpose. This continued, so right up to that time when that terrifying cosmic event occurred, which, as I have already told you, is now called the Tute God Litanical Period. Until this common cosmic misfortune, all the higher being bodies which arose and were perfected in certain Tetarto cosmoses and in their first generations were united immediately with the most holy protocosmos itself, because their common presences had already actualized results fully corresponding to it. The point is that before this terrifying cosmic event of which I am speaking, the sacred Theomert Malogos, which issued from the most holy Sun Absolute, was still in a pure state, without the admixture of any extraneously caused arisings whatsoever with their own subjective properties. And when this sacred Theomert Malogos came into the spheres of those planets on which the sacred crystallizations arose, and from the results of the transformations of which higher being bodies were coated and perfected through beings' apparatuses, then these latter received their presences exactly as they had to correspond to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy Sun Absolute. But afterwards, when the mentioned common cosmic misfortune occurred, on account of which the sacred Theomert Malogos began to issue from the most holy Sun Absolute with the admixture of subjected properties of extraneously caused arisings, then, from that time, these sacred cosmic arisings ceased to have the possibility of corresponding to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy prime source. Okay, continuing. At the bottom of page 1 of Cosmic Secrets, it says that with just basic scientific and mathematical knowledge, we will be able to understand the third striving, the conscious striving to know ever more and more concerning the laws of world creation and world maintenance. Fortunately, you are lucky, because you probably already have the basic scientific and mathematical knowledge that is required. So now, let us apply that knowledge. It is law conformable for you, as we go through the rest of the book, and you learn more and more concerning the rules and laws, to reach a point where you not only expect to awaken, but start to demand it. After all, it is your right, and it is according to law. Cosmic Secrets, page 2. The Enneagram. In Gurdjieff's cosmology, the universe is represented by the symbol of the Enneagram. The Enneagram itself is composed of 3 symbols. First, there is a circle in which everything is contained. It represents oneness, unity, God, the Absolute. Second, within the circle there is a triangle. It represents the three independent forces present in every whole phenomenon. According to Gurdjieff, the law of three is one of the two fundamental laws of the universe. We're at a part of the book where it would be good to spend a few moments learning what an Enneagram is, because most people have a lot of wrong data concerning the Enneagram. An Enneagram shows the processes that must occur in order to successfully complete an event. The purpose of an Enneagram is to repetitively transform something. Something cycles, transforms something for some purpose. If things enter at the right time and in the right order, they will produce something. With the help of an Enneagram, things can be built or improved. We will start with an event. The event called Feeding the Community. Okay? You can write that at the top of page 2 of Cosmic Secrets. The Enneagram of Feeding the Community. The next thing you need to know is that in every event, there are three forces. If every event has three forces, then the Enneagram of Feeding the Community must also have three forces. Let's try to figure out what they are. Question: what is the main thing you need to have an event called Feeding the Community? Answer: food. Without food, you cannot feed the community. Question: what else do you need if you wish to feed the community? Answer: the community. Without a community to feed, you cannot feed the community. Question: if you have raw food and a community, what else do you need? Answer: a kitchen. Without a kitchen to prepare the raw food, you could not feed the community. Those are the three forces: the food, the community, and the kitchen. Take any one of those away, and you could not have an event called Feeding the Community. Take away the kitchen, and you just have raw food in a community. Take away the food, and you just have a clean kitchen and a bunch of hungry people. Take away the community, and you just have rotting food and an empty kitchen. Got the picture? If you take one of the three forces out of the event, there can be no event. The event only works if all three forces are present. Once this is understood, it is like, of course, we must have the kitchen, food, and customers. That is the only way it will work. Only if all three forces are present can we really have an event called Feeding the Community. Now, we must decide. Which one of the three forces goes at the top triangle point? Which one goes at the right triangle point, and which one goes at the left triangle point? The top triangle point is called the function of the event. That force is always cyclical. Label the top triangle point function and add the word cyclical. The right triangle point is called the being of the event. That force is what will be transformed. Label the right triangle point being and add the words transformed irrevocably. The left triangle point is called the will of the event. That force is the purpose behind the event. Label the left triangle point will and add the word purpose. Based on these clues, we must now figure out where to place the three forces. Question: of the three forces, food, customer, and kitchen, can you think of one of them that would stand as the function, as something that is cyclical? Answer: the kitchen. The kitchen is the function. The kitchen is always cyclical. The pots and pans are in the cupboards. When the event starts, you get out the pots and pans that are going to be used in the event. Then, after the event, you put everything back into the cupboards. There is a cyclical nature to the kitchen, to the function. You can write kitchen at the top of the circle. It is okay to write it above function. You will still be able to read the underlying text. Question: of the two remaining forces, the food and the customer, which one will go at the right triangle point? Which force is going to be transformed? Answer: the food. The food is what the event is about. It is the food that is going to be transformed, and it will be transformed irrevocably. A cooked steak will never again become a raw steak. Right food there. The remaining force, the community, goes at the left triangle point. That is the customer. Gurdjieff called that point the will of the event. Right customer there. Function, being, and will. Kitchen, food, and customer. Cyclical, transformed, and purpose. The will enters and starts the event. As Gurdjieff said, the purpose comes before the other two. Question. Where do you live? How often do you go out at 4 o'clock in the morning to eat? How many places to eat are open at 4 o'clock in the morning? Answer. Next to none. Why not? Because events are determined by the will of the people, and most people do not want to eat at 4 o'clock in the morning. What if someone wanted to eat at 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, if they like burgers and fries, there may be some fast food places open. Gurdjieff also said that man is third force blind. That is, he does not see the third force, the purpose. He only sees the first force and seldom considers the second. A woman says, I want to get into that tight bikini so that I can show off on the beach this summer. But she does not consider the second force, the effort it takes to lose weight. She must take up jogging, lift weights, walk on treadmills, sweat, and get a gym membership. She says, oh my God, I never considered the denying forces. I just thought I could say, I want to look good in a swimsuit. But I never considered all the stuff that I would have to go through in order to lose weight. This is too difficult. It is because people do not have a big enough will. They do not have a big enough purpose. If someone offered her $1 million, if she were able to fit into that swimsuit, do you think she would lose the pounds then? Or if someone said, if you do not lose 30 pounds and are unable to fit into that swimsuit, we are going to kill your children. Do you think she would have a big enough purpose then? Amazing things happen when a person has a big enough purpose and a big enough will. But most men, as Gurdjieff said, are third force blind. They do not see the third force. Thus, they do not have a big enough purpose and a big enough will. That is, they do not have a big enough reason for doing things. No wonder kids go to college, change majors 3 or 4 times, and then end up in a job that is unrelated to their education. They have no third force, no purpose. Okay, we have identified the three forces in an event. One is the function, it is cyclical. One is the being, it is what is going to be transformed. One is the will, it is the purpose behind the event. Now, we will move around the event in time and watch what happens as we do. You should note that the line of time goes around the event clockwise. You can label the circle time and put arrow marks on the circle in between the points to show how time moves around the Enneagram. That is the line of time. We now have three forces and we have a line of time. Okay, let's watch what happens in an event. We will start at the top triangle point. The restaurant is closed and the lights are off. In the morning, the owner shows up, unlocks the door, and turns on the lights. Question. Who shows up at the next Enneagram point? Answer. The staff or workers. Workers. Every event will have the label workers at the first point. The workers show up and punch the time clock. We are here and are ready for the day. What's cooking? The first Enneagram point represents the workers. Then the line of time moves to the next point. Question. What do the workers do there? Answer. They get their aprons on and their equipment out. Tools. They get out the pots and pans. Every tool that is going to be needed to make breakfast. All Enneagrams will have the labels workers and tools at those points. The workers show up, the line of time moves around, and they get out their tools. Then, at the right triangle point, the food enters. Food. after the food enters, the line of time moves to the next point. Question. What do you think they do to the food at that point? Answer. Prepare the food. Prepare. The food is washed, chopped, sliced, diced, pounded, and marinated. Question. What happens at the next point? Answer. The food is cooked. Cooked. Gurdjieff called it the point of most tension, when the lobster hits the boiling water. Then, at the left triangle point, the customer enters. Customer. The customer enters and is seated. Question. What happens at the next point? Answer. The food is served. Served. The food is cooked, the customer enters, and the food is served to the customer. Question. Now we're at the last point, and what happens there? Answer. They eat it. Eaten. The food is eaten, and then it goes into a higher kitchen. Question. And what would the higher kitchen be? Answer. I'm not sure. The higher kitchen would be the customer's stomach. Then the lower kitchen is cleaned up and returned to its original state. We put a raw steak into the lower kitchen. We turned it into a cooked steak. Then we put it into a higher kitchen. There are two kitchens. One kitchen begins the Enneagram, and the other kitchen ends it. That completes the Enneagram in time. That is the flow of the event in time. It goes around the circle, but there is something even more incredible in the Enneagram. It is called the line of supervision. It is represented by the line that goes from workers, to prepare, to tools, to eaten, to cooked, to served, and then back to workers. You can put arrows on those lines to indicate their direction. The line of supervision makes the Enneagram work. The line of supervision directs the event. The kitchen, food, and customer interact with each other via the line of supervision. In the Enneagram of feeding the community, the line of supervision is the line of the master chef. He is the guy who coordinates the Enneagram by following the line of supervision. The master chef joins the workers at the first Enneagram point. He does not follow the line of time that the workers follow. Instead, he follows the line of supervision. The line of supervision allows the master chef to look into the future. Then, he brings that knowledge back to the workers. The master chef sees the future. He sees what food is going to be prepared. After seeing the future, he comes back and tells his staff what tools, pots, pans, and implements of destruction, they will need to butcher, clean, pound, and marinate the food. The kitchen staff does not get out all the pots and pans, only the tools needed. Boys, today we are making spaghetti. Get out the big pots and the strainers. Do not turn on the oven, just the burners. Fill the pots with water, get them boiling, and don't forget to add a little salt. Somebody saw the future. The master chef looked into the future and then brought that knowledge back to the present. I have seen the future and I know what pots and pans are needed. The master chef saw the future. He saw how the food was going to be prepared. Then he came back to the present and told his staff what tools were needed to accomplish that task. When the tools are ready, he again looks to the future and envisions the finished meal, one worthy of being eaten. He has to envision the food being eaten, or the event will go no further. If the master chef is unable to see a medium rare steak with a little piece of garlic on it, a hot buttered bun and mashed potatoes, he will not start the cooking process. We know this mentally, because we have cooked a few meals in our lifetime. We have all probably made the famous bacon, eggs, and toast. Now, how do you make the famous bacon, eggs, and toast? Question. What do you do first? Do you start the toast first? Answer. No. You start the bacon first. Question. Why do you start the bacon first? Answer. Because you can see the end result. You want the bacon warm the eggs warm, and the toast hot with melting butter. That means that there is a process that must be followed in order to get the event to match your vision. Your vision made you start the bacon first, because bacon takes longer to cook. Then so many minutes into cooking the bacon, you start the eggs. Then so many minutes into cooking the eggs, the toast goes into the toaster. And just about the time the toast is popping up, the bacon is done and the eggs are ready. They all go on a plate at the same time. Everything is warm, just the way you like it. We repeat, the master chef must see the food being eaten, or he will not start the cooking process. When he does start the cooking process, and is going through the interval of most tension, cooked to served, the line of supervision will be moving along with the line of time. The line of supervision and the line of time will be in lockstep. Cooked to served is the only place where the line of supervision moves with the line of time. Tools to eaten was where the master chef saw the desired future result. Eaten to cooked was where the master chef came back to the present with confidence and started the cooking process. But cooked to served is where the line of time moves with the master chef's line of supervision. Cooked to served is when the master chef is standing over the hot griddle making pancakes. The line of time and the master chef move in sync. We repeat, that is the only place where the line of supervision coincides with the line of time. Cooked to served is where the master chef must be very attentive. He needs to be Johnny on the spot. His goal is to cook the food properly, and he will not take his attention off the cooking process until the food is cooked, plated, and served. He will then go back, join the workers, and start the next customer's order. That completes the line of supervision, explaining how the line of supervision makes it to served. Question. Then where does it go? Answer. Back over to start the next event. It then goes back over to workers and starts the next event. Now, we will say something that is going to make you weep. You may even wake up right now, just from understanding the truth of it. According to what we just studied, we learned that the highest that the Enneagram of Feeding the Community can achieve is to reach served. The highest that the master chef can achieve is to serve food. That is the best he can do. The master chef can say, "Here is your meal," but he cannot make you eat it. All he can do is serve it. Question. The highest that the Enneagram of Feeding the Community can achieve is what? Answer. To serve food. If you were an orange tree, what would be the highest thing that you could achieve? If you said, "Make oranges," you are wrong. The highest thing that an orange tree can do is make blossoms. An orange tree can only make blossoms. It can only serve its blossoms. It cannot make oranges. It needs the birds, the bees, and the bugs to carry its pollen around to make oranges, because it cannot. The highest thing that it can do is make blossoms. It can only make blossoms. Just like every other Enneagram in the universe, it can only take an event up to served. The line of supervision only allows it to reach served. Then it goes back over to the workers. It can try to make blossoms that are ultraviolet to attract bees. It can try to make blossoms that smell good to attract bugs. But if there are no bees and bugs, it will never make oranges, because it cannot make oranges. The best it can do is serve those pretty blossoms. Do you understand? Isn't that amazing? Most people think that orange trees can make oranges, but they cannot. Question. The highest that an orange tree can do is what? Answer. Make blossoms. If you still said make oranges, then you have not been listening. If that is not understood, reread the story about the Enneagram of Feeding the Community from page 28. Of Cosmic Secrets. A man can become enlightened if he knows and understands how the laws of world creation and world maintenance can make bacon, eggs, and toast. Truth conquers all things. We started this chapter with the truth of the five strivings. Now we have added the miracle of the Enneagram. Okay, on with our objective journey.
That concludes today's podcast. If you would like to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit our website, thedogteachings.com. There, you will be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under Resources, Zoom Classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.